Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Three people in custody in Kansas City in connection with the shooting incident at the end of the city's celebration for the Super Bowl-winning Chiefs. One killed, more than 20 wounded and injured. Missouri State Senate Minority Leader John Rizzo represents the district, says a decade of Republican relaxing of gun laws certainly contributed to Wednesday's outrage.
They're still going to have to figure out exactly what happened and how it transpired, but the last decade of loosening gun laws in the state of Missouri, I'm sure, did not help the situation today.
Among the wounded and injured, 8 children. Responding to Donald Trump's bid to delay the Washington, D.C. election interference case while he appeals a ruling declaring him not immune from prosecution, special counsel Jack Smith urged the Supreme Court to let the case proceed to trial without delay. Bloodletting at Cisco Systems, the networking pioneer, is blowing out more than 4,000 people. This is ABC News. Russian disinformation? Donald Trump regularly praises Putin and other despots. Putin not returning the love, saying he'd prefer President Biden being reelected.
Russian President Putin contradicted candidate Donald Trump, saying he did not see President Biden as incompetent. Instead, Mr. Putin told Russian media that Mr. Biden is more experienced, more predictable, and an old-school politician. Russian president even excusing President Biden's physical missteps, saying if they were talking about the time Mr. Biden hit his head leaving a helicopter, President Putin said, quote, show me someone who's never hit his head against something. If there is a person like that, let him cast the first stone.
ABC's Andy Field. Not snakes on a plane, it's snakes in his pants. Calvin Bautista of New York City draws 1 year probation and a $5,000 fine, admitting he smuggled 3 Burmese pythons in his pants across a U.S.-Canada border crossing in 2018. Importation of those snakes is regulated by an international treaty. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps Tuesday. Democrats like Senator Jeff Smith say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Wisconsin on Friday. She'll be in Green Bay talking about career-oriented learning in high school and college. Jill Biden is a teacher herself at Northern Virginia Community College. The event is not open to the public. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin in both December and January as the state is seen as pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the 8th win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked 4th in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a 4-game losing streak by beating Ohio Ohio State. At home, the Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54, Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory in the overnight. Rain and snow turning to all snow. 1 to 3 inches of accumulation by daybreak. Temperatures in the upper 20s. On Thursday, a mostly sunny sky will develop and our temperatures will hold steady in the upper 20s. It's 39 at our studios.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. News talk for Homan, Onalaska, and of course, La Crosse. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour. Today is not only Valentine's Day, it's also the sixth anniversary of the Parkland massacre, the school shooting down in Florida. And the parents of Joaquin Oliver, who was one of the students who was murdered at Parkland, have hired an AI to recreate his voice using clips of his old voice. So it sounds just like him, to deliver a message to members of Congress. And every member of Congress is getting a phone call with this recording as we speak. Let me just play this for you.
I'm Joaquin Oliver. Hang
on just a second. We'll wait for Sean to bring it up on the board. Tell me when you're ready, Sean. I'm sorry. You got it now? Okay, here we go.
Hello, I'm Joaquin Oliver. 6 years ago, I was a senior at Parkland. Many students and teachers were murdered on Valentine's Day that year by a person using an AR-15. But you don't care. You never did. It's been 6 years and you've done nothing. Not a thing to stop all the shootings that have continued to happen since. The thing is, I died that day in Parkland. My body was destroyed by a weapon of war. I'm back today because my parents used AI to recreate my voice to call you. Other victims like me will be calling too, again and again, to demand action. How many calls will it take for you to care? How many dead voices will you hear before you finally listen? Every day your inaction creates more voices. If you fail to act now, we'll find someone who will.
Amazing, huh? I mean, it's Joaquin Oliver. That's an impressive use of AI. It makes me think that we're just kind of like on the edge of a whole new era. I mean, we've got, you know, AI generated Joe Biden voices in New Hampshire telling people not to vote. You've got AI generated candidate in Pakistan. He's actually in prison, but he's out there campaigning and making victory speeches. So stay tuned. Meanwhile, yes, it is possible for a fully developed and functioning democracy to send their leaders to jail when they misbehave. This has got to be, this bit of news here has got to terrify Donald Trump. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, 69 years old today, or not today, but you know, right now, was indicted and was convicted of spending more money on a presidential election that he won. I believe he won it. It was in 2012. No, I'm sorry. He lost it in 2012. He has been indicted and successfully prosecuted, convicted of spending more money than the law allows. Now, the limits in France are quite substantial. He spent 42 million euros, about $45 million. And that is about double the amount that France's law allows you to spend. We need laws like that in the United States. We used to have them until Citizens United. 2010, the Supreme Court dismantled over 1,000 good government laws nationwide, hundreds or dozens of federal laws. But in any case, this is so he appealed, and he took it to an appeals court, and the appeals court just delivered a judgment. I believe it was yesterday. No, it was today at a courthouse in Paris, France, on February 14th. So that would, you know, Paris is, what, 10 hours ahead of us here and 9 hours ahead of us here in the West Coast. He was sentenced to 1 year in prison on Wednesday. That can be said today. That can be served through alternative means, such as wearing an electronic bracelet without going to jail. He has, however, now that was the equivalent of kind of the circuit court, an appeals court. So now Sarkozy says he's going to appeal it to the French equivalent of a Supreme Court, or their highest court. But they have these very strict limits on campaign spending in France. And he was working apparently with he was laundering the money through. I mean, this is the allegation. Well, actually, he's been convicted of it now. So I guess you could say this is what happened. Of working with this PR firm called Bygmalion, Bygmalion. And so it's called the Bygmalion scandal, or however you pronounce that in French. And his defense is that he's not the guy who actually signed the paperwork for Bygmalion, for this PR company, to spend all his money on his behalf. He said, and I quote, "I didn't choose any supplier. I didn't sign any quotation or any invoice." Now, that's identical to Trump, right? Trump doesn't sign things. Trump doesn't do things. Trump gets people to do them for him. This is how mob bosses operate. It's also how corrupt politicians operate. So, yep. Fully developed, functioning democracies can send their leaders to jail. If France can do it, we can too. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden came out yesterday and just went after, as un-American, Donald Trump's comments about letting Putin attack NATO countries and do whatever the hell they want, was his phrase. President Biden looking right into the camera yesterday, and this is something he needs to be doing this every day. He needs to be calling a press conference every day. He needs to stop taking questions from the press. That, you know, every member of the press is trying to come up with, how can we do a gotcha that will, you know, scramble his brain or something? But he needs to be doing press conferences every day, like Trump did. Every day Trump would go out and he'd talk to people in front of the helicopter or whatever as he was on his way to go play golf, because that's what most of what he did while he was in the White House was he played golf. At his own resorts, so that the Secret Service had to pay fees. And, you know, anyhow, this is what Biden said. Looking into the camera, he said, "You got to decide. Are you going to stand up for freedom, or are you going to side with terror and tyranny? Are you going to stand with Ukraine, or are you going to stand with Putin? Will you stand with America or with Trump?" That's a pretty damn stark statement. He goes on to say, no other president in our history has ever bowed to a Russian dictator. For God's sake, it's dumb, it's shameful, it's dangerous, it's un-American. And the worst thing he said about Trump's comments is that he means it. He went on to say, this is President Biden, quote, "The greatest hope of all of us who wish America harm, the greatest hope of all those who wish America harm is for NATO to fall apart. You can be sure that they all cheered when they heard Donald Trump and heard what he said. I know this. I will not walk away. I can't imagine any other president walking away. For as long as I'm president, if Putin attacks a NATO ally, the United States will defend every inch of NATO territory." So I'm guessing after Biden gave that speech yesterday, Mr. Putin called up his agents in the United States and said, you know, shovel another few million dollars through the NRA into the GOP and send out some more Maria Butinas to hook up with Republican congressmen. And let's get Rand Paul to bring more secret documents over here to Moscow for me. And somebody call up Tommy Tuberville and thank him. Tell him he's always got a welcome door here in the Kremlin. You know, this is wild. And frankly, I think Tuberville should be a little concerned, too. Here's a guy who spent an entire year trying to kneecap and actually doing damage to the readiness of American forces, trying to kneecap our military. This idiot from Alabama, whose only credential is that he used to be a football coach, for God's sake. who's been a, you know, who was there in Trump, in the Trump Hotel on the night of January 5th as they were planning the insurrection. This guy should be in front of a grand jury. It's just incredible. In fact, I mean, this is where it goes. This Tuberville. This is how outrageous this is, right? Putin is saying that he invaded Ukraine because what Putin is saying is that he invaded Ukraine because Ukraine was never actually a country. Ukraine has been part of Russia since 892 or 842 or whatever the year was, the 800s. Now, Moscow did not even exist as a city in the 800s. The headquarters of what became the Russian Empire was in Ukraine in the 800s. And it was being run by guys from Sweden. It was the Vikings. But, you know, don't let a little history get in the way here. So, anyhow, Putin is saying, you know, that he invaded Ukraine because it's not really a country. Putin's apologists, the Putin lovers in America, the Tucker Carlsons, the Tommy Tubervilles, the MAGA Mike Johnsons, the Donald Trumps, they're saying, oh, no, Putin had to invade Ukraine because NATO. This was Tommy Tuberville on the radio on Monday. Quote, we forced this issue. We kept forcing NATO all the way to the Eastern Europe, and Putin just got tired of it. He said, listen, I do not want missiles on my border from the United States. It'd be like Russia coming to Mexico and putting missiles in Mexico. I can understand what he's talking about. He goes on to say, you can tell that Putin is at the top of his game. He says, they can't win. It's not going to happen. He's talking about Ukraine. Someone needs to negotiate. Donald Trump will have this over in a matter of weeks. I never thought I'd live to see the day when an American senator, particularly a Republican, frankly, would be openly embracing the dictator of a foreign country and even more shocking, Russia, who has been, you know, we've had a relatively adversarial relationship with since the end of World War II. Really, since the Bolshevik Revolution. We were together with them in World War II. I get that, but, you know. I just never thought I'd live to see the day that this would happen, that we would have an American senator going on a radio program and saying, I'm taking Putin's side. And we would have a candidate for president of the United States saying, I'm taking Putin's side, that he's taking Putin's side. Openly advocating the destruction of democracy in another country, in the largest country in Europe. Ukraine is the largest country in Europe. It's the size of Texas. It's bigger than France. It's bigger than Germany. It's got the most fertile soil in Europe. It produces 10% of the world's wheat. About a third of Ukraine is sitting on a massive store of fossil fuel. They've got oil shale that can be fracked. They're rich in natural resources. Beautiful black soil that you can grow just about anything in. I mean, it's the breadbasket of Europe, Ukraine. Which, of course, is why Putin wants it. But I never thought I would see the day that American politicians would engage in this kind of, frankly, I call it treason. I realize technically, legally, it's not. But this is treason. Tommy Tuberville is a traitor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back.
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the run. Is talking. We're right in the middle.
We're soaring.
Eagle 1490 WLCX. Eagle 1490 WLCX. Lacrosse.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. "Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets," end quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose, from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send them back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and use my promo code Tom at checkout, and you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and that promo code to save up to 35% is Tom, T-H-O-M. CozyEarth.com. 24 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up some of your calls here and see what's on your mind. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First off, a very happy Valentine's to you and yours.
Thank you. Back at you, Michael.
Thanks. It's also Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent for those practicing Christians and Catholics. But what I called about was, I'm sure you're well aware of the special election that took place in New York. Democrat Tom Suozzi.
Yep.
Defeating Matzi Pillow. Now, I foresee this as...
You live in that district, don't you, Michael? Or do you live next door to it? That was Queens, wasn't it? Not Bronx.
That's Queens. That's the eastern half of Queens, right by the Nassau County line. Okay. And it covers both.
So it's just down the road from you. I got it.
Yeah. It's just over the bridge from me.
Yeah.
Swan's Neck Bridge, for those that are familiar with the area. But the thing is that since Suozzi won, I foresee it as people are really waking up and seeing what's going on with these Republicans.
Yeah.
And it's more to come in coming 2024, not just what I predict to be a defeat against Donald Trump, but also a defeat against the MAGA GOPs that pledged loyalty to Trump and thus betrayed the loyalty to the U.S. laws and Constitution.
Yeah. I think we're standing on the edge of an American renewal, Michael. I think that if Biden gets reelected and if we can take the House and Senate, you're going to see a repeat of the first 2 years of the Biden administration with major, big-time legislation passed that accomplished major positive things and put America on track to become the kind of nation that we always could have become and that we've always been held back from becoming by Republicans, frankly.
I mean, people are not going to forget we had a bipartisan deal to try to fix the border immigration situation, which they were always harping on the southern border, never paying attention to the northern border.
Authored by Lankford, for God's sake, you know, the Republican from Oklahoma.
Yeah, and then on top of that, the fact that they're following orders from a guy that's no longer in office, you have to wonder, what the hell is up with that? And the thing is that it's sabotage to the government. And what the hell was I going to say? You know, people are waking up to that, and then this is just the beginning. They'll never forget that, and they'll never forget that now they're impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary because this problem with the southern border.
Well, he's Hispanic, you know, so, you know, throw him under the bus, right? Michael, thank you for the call. Spot on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the mainstream media would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Providing when you across an eagle in Western Wisconsin is talking about. Is talking
you're soaring.
About.
You're soaring with the Eagle.
Eagle 1490 WLCX. Tell a friend.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeats.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion. superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
Calvin's
know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and the Civic Media app.
Threshold. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. So, breaking news right now. There is, and this is like screaming headlines right now. It's at the very top of Drudge. It's all over, you know, with Mike Turner is the Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He's wired into all of our intelligence agencies. He pretty much knows everything that's going on. And he has made information available concerning a, quote, serious national security threat, end quote, available to all members of Congress to review, the National Security Committee just said, this is just minutes ago. And they're working with the White House. And by the way, the threat apparently has something to do with Russia, and it has to do with some new Russian military or intelligence capability that has America freaked out. And Mike Turner is asking President Biden to declassify the information so that they can talk about it publicly. But Turner sent his congressional colleagues a letter earlier saying the urgent matter is, quote, with regard to destabilizing foreign military capability. And Jake Sullivan said, I was a bit surprised to see Turner can't come out about this publicly. He said, I reached out to Turner. Jake Sullivan is the national security advisor to President Biden. He said, Turner has gone out publicly. I'm going to go see Turner tomorrow. That's where I want to leave things for today. So far, the White House is refusing to lay out what's going on here. But keep an eye on this, and apparently we'll learn more tomorrow. But something's up with Russia. And in fact, they're talking about it right now on MSNBC. It's and on CNN, breaking news. So stay tuned. I'll keep you up to date. All right, picking up your calls here, George in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I can, just fine.
Good. This is touching on a little bit what you were talking about 20-30 minutes ago. You remember Representative Cawthorn, the guy in the wheelchair?
Yep, Madison Cawthorn, I think his name was.
Right. Telling how he was invited to the Orgy Coke Fest.
That's right, sex and drug parties with Republicans. Yes, I recall.
Right, so here you go. What a perfect way for Trump and Putin to blackmail. You know, what kind of percentage of Republicans are just completely blackmailed? And
that's an interesting question. Who would have participated in a cocaine and sex orgy? I could see Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. I mean, you got some rather feisty young people there in Congress, but somehow I can't imagine Mitch McConnell. It doesn't seem like it would work.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange birds out there, though. You know, Tom.
Yeah.
But one other thing, Tom, real quick, if I could. What do you think of Trump using, like, a Ronald Reagan defense or even that 17-year-old kid down in Texas? I think he used, like, I don't know if I have the word right, influenza defense.
Affluenza. The kid successfully claimed in court that because his parents were rich and he was born rich, he felt entitled his whole life. And so when he committed that crime, and I think it was a murder, wasn't it? It was a serious crime in any case. When he committed that crime, he was doing it because he had affluenza, and they went along with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the spoiled brat theory of politics. I don't think spoiled brats should get, special treatment under the law, frankly. I know Donald Trump thinks he should, and, you know, he's the poster boy for spoiled brats. And I think that kid's, I think that decision, that court got overturned, didn't it? That affluenza defense?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't recall. It was more than a decade ago. It's been quite a while.
I really don't think so. And that really fried me, you know, just because you've never been told no in your life.
Right.
Now, you know, granted, he was 17 years old. I'm almost positive it was a DUI where he killed, you know, one or two.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Is the affluenza kid still in jail? Let's see. He was released after 2 years. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it'll work, but, hope springs eternal, I'm sure, on their end. Dave, thanks for the call. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, when you mentioned on, like, with that election last night, wasn't it kind of coincidental that the Republicans did that to impeach Mayorkas on that day.
Yeah. You know what made me crazy last night? I was yelling at the TV, was that they, and we were watching MSNBC, and, you know, Steve Kornacki and friends, and they were all, like, scratching their head. You know, how is it that this district went from voting for Biden and then voting for a Republican, you know, by 8 points, and then voting for a Republican congressman, Santos, by 8 points, and now they're back to voting for a Democrat by 8 points? How do you swing 16 points like that? And I was yelling at the TV, Santos was a good candidate. You know, as long as the Democrats didn't out him, and I realized they tried to, and they actually knew a lot of what he was saying was lies, and none of the media would pick up the story. But, you know, he was a good candidate because he was such a competent liar. Just like Donald Trump is a good candidate because he's such a competent liar. And it would have been a perfect moment, a perfect teaching moment for in this case, MSNBC, you know, the network I was watching, to explain that to people. But instead, it became presented as, like, you know, this grand mystery or something. It was strange.
Yeah. What I was going to mention, though, Tom, on those veterans, those seditionists at January 6th, and I've always wondered this. Did they, when they got charged and convicted, did they also lose their military veterans benefits?
I don't know.
Such as medical, educational.
Right.
I hope so. I mean, because they voided their oath that they took to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They were the enemy, you know.
Right. I'm not a veteran. I'm not familiar with the limitations of veterans benefits.
Never really heard much about that because, you know, like if a person that robs a bank, a civilian or whatever, you lose your voting rights. I assume they lost that already by being prisoner.
Well, that's only in a handful of states. That's six or eight states still have that, those felon disenfranchisement laws that date back to Reconstruction. Those were simply put into place to keep freed black people from voting. But
I hope when you get Polkan or Khanna on, that maybe one of them could draft up a bill. If they didn't lose their benefits, they should lose them.
Yeah. Well, I realize many of them, in fact, most of them, it appears, are not repentant. But the ones who are, you know, I'm all in favor of mercy. It's entirely possible to get swept up into something, particularly if you believe you're defending your country.
What kind of Rasputin-like grip that Trump got on these people.
It's ferocious. It's ferocious. Dave, thanks for the call. Greg in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, so watching the Super Bowl with friends and neighbors around, the conversation turned political. And so we were talking about, like, Donald Trump and the comments he'd made about NATO at the time. Mm-hmm. And so when they opened the door on that, I just kind of chimed in and I said, hey, what do you guys think about Project 2025? And silence. Not one person had heard of it. Nobody knows anything about it,
right?
Which I was kind of like dumbfounded. And these are really well-educated people. I mean, much more, even more educated, way more than me. And I was kind of like astounded. Yeah. So a couple people like grabbed their phones, started Googling it, and then got to like the first 90 days. And the discussion got into it. And again, they turned into being mortified by it. And they were like, holy crap, I can't believe what he's doing and all of this.
Yeah.
But I was just shocked that, you know, nobody knows. I think we need to get the word out and let people know and just, you know, drop little hints about it here and there.
Yeah, good point. And it continually amazes me how few Americans actually engage in politics, you know, other than the 6 weeks before an election. Most Americans don't listen to talk radio, right wing or left wing. They just sort of half pay attention to things. They're listening to music. You know, they've got lives and relationships and work and kids and things to do and places to be. And I get it, but it really is disheartening. And I think a large part of it is because our media does such a terrible job. Basically, every day, the media comes up with the top five or six stories for the day, and then they get recycled hour after hour after hour on TV show after TV show after TV show, when there might be 15 or 20 or 30 things that people need to know about, you know? And it's just this simplification of the news is just terrible in this country. Greg, thank you. Thanks for the call. John in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. This about a half hour, 45 minutes ago, you had a caller on that was talking about why don't the Democrats use the same tools, in other words, use authoritarian rules. Right.
The insurrectionary.
To stop authoritarianism. Mm-hmm. My question, this is, puts a little more fine point on it, because I've thought the same thing. If I wake up Wednesday morning after the election and Donald Trump has won the Electoral College, I'm going to be faced with an authoritarian government. So which one do I want?
Which one?
Because not having one, which authoritarian government do I want? Because I'm not going to I'm no longer going to have the choice of not having an authoritarian government. Do you understand the point I'm making? If Donald Trump wins the election, you're going to have an authoritarian government.
Correct.
You just have to decide which one.
Which I don't understand what you mean when you say which one. Do you mean do you get on a plane and go to Moscow or?
I mean, which one? Either Donald Trump gets sworn into office and becomes a dictator.
Right. That's option one. What's option two?
Or Joe Biden declares martial law.
I see. You're saying if Biden was using the Insurrection Act to try to keep Trump out of office, then yeah. That was my point. Is that the minute that you use an authoritarian tool, you have become an authoritarian. It's the old expression,
exactly.
If you fight fire with fire, what happens? Everything gets burned down.
But right? here's my question. If you wake up Wednesday morning, though, after the election, and Donald Trump has won the Electoral College, you have an authoritarian government. At that point, you're looking at an authoritarian right. government
well, you
coming
will in.
In
6 weeks, yes.
Or the only thing you got to wonder is, which authoritarian government takes over?
Yeah. So at that point, Democrats might even rally around an authoritarian effort by Joe Biden, by President Biden and Kamala Harris. Is that what you're
arguing,
John?
Another thing to think about regarding this news with Russia, and I was going to make this point, Putin's life is hinged on our election.
That's true.
If you draw the lines correctly, you'll see that Putin's very life hangs on our election.
You're absolutely right. And that's why he's throwing everything he has into this. John, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
The on talk air, that matters to you and fits your online. Lifestyle.
Tune out across eagle.com.
And on the Civic Media app.
Tom Soros with Eagle 1490.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation,
right in the middle.
You're soaring with Eagle 1490,
the talk of La Crosse.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Three people in custody in Kansas City in connection with the shooting incident at the end of the city's celebration for the Super Bowl winning Chiefs. One killed, more than 20 wounded and injured. Missouri State Senate Minority Leader John Rizzo represents the district, says a decade of Republican relaxing of gun laws certainly contributed to Wednesday's outrage.
They're still going to have to figure out exactly what happened and how it transpired, but the last decade of loosening gun laws in the state of Missouri, I'm sure, did not help the situation today.
Among the wounded and injured, 8 children. Responding to Donald Trump's bid to delay the Washington, D.C. election interference case while he appeals a ruling declaring him not immune from prosecution, Special Counsel Jack Smith urged the Supreme Court to let the case proceed to trial without delay. Bloodletting at Cisco Systems, the networking pioneer, is blowing out more than 4,000 people. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are giving Governor Evers another chance to consider sweeping income tax cuts. A bill that got final approval Tuesday would cut state taxes by $2 billion. Republican Representative David Murphy.
The people in Wisconsin are suffering, and I hear it every day. We collect taxes to be able to have enough money to provide services. And when we have more than that, the taxpayers deserve that money back.
Democrats say most of the breaks will go to people who make $100,000 a year or more. Wisconsin is on track to have its warmest ever winter on record. This past December was the warmest December ever recorded in Wisconsin. January temperatures were more than 8 degrees warmer than average. February is on track to be almost 20 degrees warmer than normal. Experts say that there's still plenty of time for a cold snap, however, and plenty of opportunities to get some snow. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory in the overnight. Rain and snow turning to all snow. 1 to 3 inches of accumulation by daybreak. Temperatures in the upper 20s. On Thursday, a mostly sunny sky will develop, and our temperatures will hold steady in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 37.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
This is the talk you can't ignore.
Even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
You don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dogs. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/THOM. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
So, Tom, I'm wondering, you know, because Trump was able to, as president, allocate money from the defense budget to his wall, couldn't Biden allocate money from the defense budget toward, say, Ukraine or, Israel and you know, that type of thing? I mean, yeah. Isn't there a way of using an executive order to do that? Because Trump obviously did it with allocating money from the defense budget to the wall for Homeland Security.
Right. Trump did that, and it was actually approved by the Supreme Court, in fact. You know, he was sued after he did it. But what I don't know, Mark, and therefore I can't answer your question intelligently, is I don't know the basis for the Supreme Court's support of Trump doing that. Now, if Trump had said, you know, I need to do this because we've got a national health emergency, or I need to do this because, we're trying to protect the territorial integrity of the United States of America, and that was the basis of it, I don't think you can make that claim about adding, you know, giving support to Israel or to Ukraine or Taiwan. So I just don't know. I'd have to go back and read that Supreme Court case, which I've never done. So I'm sorry, I can't answer the question. Maybe somebody who does know will call in and fill us both in. But
cool. All right, thank you, Tom. Great show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Mark. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? You were talking about Putin and the Stooges, forgetting historical facts. Well, one of the most glaring historical facts he seems to forget, especially in light of his claim that he invaded Ukraine to fight Nazism, was from, August 1939, the Ribbentrop-Molotov non-aggression pact, right up until June 1941 when Hitler invaded the Soviet Union. Stalin was Hitler's ally. He partitioned.
He helped him invade Poland.
He occupied the Baltic states, and he also enabled Hitler to launch the blitzkrieg against Western Europe in May 1940 because he didn't have to worry about fighting a two-front war against the Soviet Union.
Yep, exactly. And this is if Putin can get us on his side, if Trump becomes president, and Trump and Tuberville and all these Putin lovers, attain total power here in the United States. I think it's the beginning of World War III, George. I really do. I think he tries to take Europe.
Yeah. And one more quick thing, since I can't call in next week or this week. When you talk to Representative Pocan or Khanna, see what we're doing? You recruit more U.S. service Russian linguists. I'm sure we're going to need them because, what I did, it was over 50 years ago with the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling we're going to need them.
Yeah. Do you speak Russian, George?
Yeah, I was a trained U.S. Army Russian linguist.
Wow. What do you, as a former Republican, if I may out you like that, what do you think of what's going on?
I'm more of an independent now after listening to you.
Yeah, I get that, but what do you think about your former party? I mean, what the hell's going on here?
I can't figure it out. Like I say, this isn't the party that my dad voted with Ike in, the 50s, and, they weren't, placating the Russia and the Soviet Union. They were actually fighting, but those days are long gone.
Yeah.
I can't understand how they're cozying up to a dictator like Putin.
The only explanation I can come up with is that their policies are so unpopular that they'll just take help from wherever they can get it, and Putin's more than willing to help them.
Yeah, like the politics make strange bedfellows.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, keep up the good work, and I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you so much, George, and it's always nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call. I remember the first time you called, and we were getting ready to argue with each other. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for years, so you've helped me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear, and I really appreciate your perspective and your calls. Thank you so much, George. Have a great afternoon.
Bye.
Yeah. We're hitting the top of the hour here. So on the other side of the break, how Trump and the RNC are merging into one. And I'm telling you, this is Trump's strategy to keep Nikki Haley from becoming the Republican nominee. Stay with us. I'll fill you in on the details. Also, Christian fascist alert. This is getting wild. Hanging Taylor Swift? Really? Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just...
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.